It could be thought of as an all-Russian concert, with two composers from Soviet-era Russia on the program, plus a German quartet with a Russian connection. As Pacifica Quartet violist Massimi Rostad explains, the two Russian quartets on the program are the very last quartet by Nikolai Miskovsky, written in 1949, and the string quartet No. 9 by Dmitri Shostakovich, two composers who had been chastised by the Stalin regime.
The Miskovsky Quartet that we're going to play, it's a very interesting piece. It sounds kind of like late 19th century, but then at the same time, it's got a lot of elements of 20th century, and at times it sounds like a 1930s or 40s soundtrack to a cartoon, in a good way, though. I think most of the composers that were writing during the Soviet regime were dealing with kind of a reaction to this constant censoring and falling in and out of favor with the party. Shostakovich was one of the few composers who were able to ride that line very well and be very ambiguous.
Also on the program is a string quartet from the middle of Beethoven's career, known as the First Razumovsky Quartet.
Count Razumovsky was a Russian count who was living in Vienna, and he commissioned Beethoven to write three string quartets. I think at this point it's not known whether he specifically asked Beethoven to include Russian themes. It might have just been something that Beethoven wanted to do as an homage to his patron. But he included a Russian theme in each one of these Razumovsky Opus 59 string quartets. In the first quartet, you hear it in the last movement. It's the cellist's opening theme to the last movement. I think this came out of a book that he had of Russian tunes. He sort of takes the essence of a melody and either speeds it up greatly or takes it up or down several octaves. You know, he makes it his own. But he takes that route, and I think of the Russian melody, and makes it, I think, incorporates it in a way that it's maybe going to be recognized by his patron.
There are two violins in a string quartet, but only one viola and one cello. And Rostad says, being the only violist has its perks.
Beethoven is one of the reasons that every violist who wants to play in a string quartet goes into that life, because those quartets are just the ultimate. What's so interesting, what's so fascinating about playing viola in a Beethoven string quartet is that you get to see the development, and Beethoven is the master of development. You get to see the development from the inside, and you get to see how he gets away with amazing transformations from one area of music to the next. It's great playing all these pieces. Shostakovich really was wonderful to the viola. I think he was really taking a very democratic, shall we say, I won't say communistic approach. Nice to be back in New Orleans. We've been going for a long time, and it's really nice to see that the town is doing very well now.
That's violist Massimi Rostad of the Pacifica Quartet. The concert is tonight at 8 at Tulane's Dixon Hall, presented by the New Orleans Friends of Music. You can learn more at friendsofmusic.org. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Farrah Hutkins.